Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pocket, sprinkle some of that pixie dust around, grab your happiest thought, and fly away with me, Jeremy the Spider-Pan, your host here in the Neverland Podcast. We're going to have some fun today. Well, of course, we have some fun every week, don't we? That's part of the reason why I do this. We're having fun together and reliving our youth a little bit, regaining our youth by talking about things we loved as a child and things that we love now, and that usually involves Disney, because Disney owns everything we love, doesn't it? Except for maybe Star Trek and Doctor Who. They don't own that yet. But as Jason has said from DAF Radio, don't give them any ideas. We've got a lot of things to pack into the show this week. We do have some interesting news from the Disney parks about some new ride openings and a new book coming out that I didn't know anything about until I found out about it this week. We're going to also spend some time in the Neverland Trailer Park to go over the third and final trailer for The Secret Life of Pets. We do have a movie review this week as I took the time to go see Independence Day Resurgence, which was not as strong in the box office as they hoped it would be, and Finding Dory is still reigning supreme. Also, because we've lost Soarin' Over California, it's all changed. Now we're soaring over the world. I thought it would be fun to take a ride with Lost Boy Jesse, Soarin' Over California. He'll take you through the queue line and onto the ride so you can relive your memories. Also, we're going to go through it and have some Neverland story time as I pull up a record, Walt Disney Presents Peter and the Wolf, which should be a whole lot of fun. You know, lots of great music with that. Great animation. It is one of my favorites. It is a classic. That's everything we have planned, though, this week. It's going to be a wonderful time. So come along with me and let's get started.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
In park news, the new Frozen attraction has opened in Epcot. And when I was looking at this during the day, there were times the wait was 300 minutes. I don't know exactly how long that adds up in hours, right off the top of my head. If you want to do the math, feel free. Either way, that's a very long time for people to wait to experience a brand new attraction in a Disney park. Now, I can see, of course, being a new attraction, people are going to be excited to just go and check it out. I'm sure a lot of the Frozen fans were specifically planning to arrive on this day to make sure they check this ride out. I've gotten to see some video of this ride from a couple of different sources. If you search YouTube for Big Fat Panda or Attractions Magazine, they both had some excellent videos. But I got a chance to look at this ride, and let me share the audio with you from one of these two videos.
I'll be out in a minute. Oh, free purchase.
Free
lutefisk. Wandering Uncle here. Happy summer snow day from me to you. For your safety, you've got hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the boat now.
Test the limits and break
Okay, so the main thing you're getting here is music. It is pretty much the songs from the film, with a few lyrical changes as you go through. There's really no story to this ride other than, oh, look, we're going to go and see Elsa up in her castle. Go visit Elsa. You're basically just visiting Arendelle and all of your friends in Arendelle or something like that. There's really not much story going on here. This is very much a special effects sort of ride. But as George Lucas said, special effects without a story, it's kind of lame. And that was actually my thought when I watched both of these videos. I mean, it looks cool. The animatronics are amazing, especially the Olaf that you see first, as he's able to walk around and shifts around, and all the parts of his body seem to move independently like they're all, you know, just kind of stacks of snow. I mean, really amazing. Very great work with the animatronics. But it's really a whole lot of projection screens along the side, just giving you a bunch of snow effects and stuff like that. You're basically surrounded by a bunch of big screen TVs as you sail slowly along to the next scene where, oh look, here's a couple of more characters from Frozen that are going to sing a little bit of a song and wave as you go by. You get to hear the trolls actually sum up the story of Frozen in about 2 seconds. But really, this is like Small World. Small World is more entertaining. I found this to be kind of boring, and when I was watching the reactions from people in the boats, you know, they're kind of just quiet and observing everything. No one's really putting up cameras or anything, you know, writing a picture or something like that, like I saw when the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in Shanghai Disney was soft opening. If you see any videos of that, people are excited and like, every little thing, like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Well, the only real reaction is when you get to the end, you might hear a couple people that kind of clap a little bit and then stop. There isn't really a whole lot of cheering going on. They're just kind of, oh, hey, you know, that was kind of cool. There's not an excitement after people get off the ride. Now, maybe they're just tired. They just waited 300 minutes to get on the ride. Or maybe they didn't think the ride was worth the 300-minute wait. Personally, I don't think this would have been worth a 300-minute wait. But you know what? Fans of Frozen are going to be ecstatic and are going to enjoy and have a good time with this. And there are people who have expressed some very positive reactions to seeing the videos. So, I mean, there's going to be enough buzz still on there for people to enjoy this ride. Personally, I'm just like, well, this is cool. And I would definitely go on it at least one time because it is very cool and very, you know, the technical aspects of what Disney has done is really, really awesome. But I don't, you know, that's kind of boring. I didn't find it to be that exciting of a ride. It's very low key and it doesn't even tell the story from the movie or anything like that, like the Little Mermaid ride would. So, I mean, it's very cool technically, but it just doesn't seem to hold the magic. But then again, I'm one of those people who thought Frozen was just an okay movie, and I still don't understand how people went so crazy over it. But still, the best parts of the ride are also the best parts of the movie. Olaf and Sven. Sven will have you cracking up, and Olaf is just a wonderful character. That's what got me through the movie, and that's what would get me through the ride and keep me entertained enough to arrive on the other side. All right, some other very interesting news that I didn't know this was happening. There is a book that's coming out. It's called Tales from the Haunted Mansion. This is arriving in stores July 19th. It's going to be available at retailers everywhere. You can pre-order a copy if you go to books.disney.com /book/The Frightmare Fraternity. But I'm sure that you could navigate your way there if you go to books.disney.com. You can pre-order this. I actually found out about this through the D23.com website. And this is basically, I guess, a series of books based around Disney Parks attractions is going to start happening. And so we've got, Tales from the Haunted Mansion. And the first chapter is available on the D23 website. As long as you're a member, you can read that first chapter, which I have not yet done. I am going to take a look at that. Maybe I'll tell you about it next week. But directly from D23, it says the Haunted Mansion is a favorite attraction of Michael Siglin, editor at Disney Publishing Worldwide and creative director at Lucasfilm Publishing. So the new book was certainly a passion project. And he says, I love the idea that a book can expand upon such an iconic ride so that readers can take a little piece of the ride, or in this case, maybe even a ghost, home with them. Siglin worked closely with Walt Disney Imagineering to bring the Haunted Mansion off the page. We were granted unprecedented access to the ghosts, which was both helpful and horrifying. But so I don't know if there's just one author or a group of authors. It says on the cover of the book, as told by mansion librarian Amicus Arcane, which I believe is a character in the ride. In fact, it does say here, down here at the bottom, Tales from the Haunted Mansion will bring readers, if they dare, into the spooky space with the tales of the fearsome foursome, four children who look to outscare each other. But will this mysterious mansion and its dearly departed librarian, Almacus Arcane, outscare them all? So I thought this would be a group of stories, and maybe it is, because that's what it sounds like. But apparently it does also have to deal with four children. So maybe these are four children that are trying to scare each other with different stories about the mansion? I don't know. Like I said, I haven't read this preview of the first chapter yet. Either way, I am very excited. This is definitely going to be on my list of something to buy. And remember, it's July 19th, but you can pre-order your copy. I am going to take a quick look over here at the website to see if I can find a price for you. I'm not seeing anything about any sort of a price for this. And it is listed actually as being by Amicus Arcane, which is funny. I'm not sure exactly who the actual author would be, because I thought Amicus Arcane is a character on the ride, mentioning as the librarian. Well, he says he's your librarian and host, your ghost host here on the page. But yeah, on the page, it doesn't say anything about the ride, but it is recommended for ages 9 to 12, so I'm sure it's spooky, but not too scary. Apparently these Disney books, they do have like age ranges, and 12 is as old as they get. But either way, good family fun, might even be some fun bedtime stories for, well, maybe an older kid. You might not want to tell your 5-year-old, maybe it's scary for them. We don't know. Well, but very exciting. Well, this book will be coming out very soon, and so pre-order it or look for it at your favorite retailer.
All right, y'all. One more time. It don't matter what you look like. It don't. Nobody gonna sing with me. Okay.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
Come on, Max. I gotta go.
Be a good boy, Leonard.
Bye, Gidget.
Bye, buddy.
It's 9 a.m. Do you know what your pets are doing?
Welcome, my dogs!
Welcome to
Tell me you got that!
Heck yes, I did!
Max, this is Duke. He's going to be your brother.
This is my apartment now,
and my new bed! Ah!
Oh, dude, Katie's gonna be so upset. Katie's gonna flip out.
It's just one vase.
Is it, Duke? Is it?
Oh, no.
Hey, Max!
Ah!
Oh, wait!
Where is Max?
Oh, help me!
Oh, nobody can help you.
I'm headed downtown.
Pops knows everyone. Max is as good as found.
How you been, old-timer?
Paralyzed.
Great.
I'm busting you out of here. To the sewers!
What's the
password? Don't ask the leader for the password! You're driving like an animal.
Ah! Feel heroic and handsome. I'm a little wet, but I still look good.
The Secret Life of Pets.
I'm home, Leonard.
Were you a good boy?
Rated PG. In theaters July 8th.
Alrighty, so The Secret Life of Pets. I was already excited for this. I really didn't need any more persuasion to go see this movie. It just looks like fun. It's doing for animals and pets and everything what Toy Story did for toys, in a way. You know, it's the stuff we always suspected that our toys were getting up and playing and having fun when we weren't looking. This is now what our pets are doing when we aren't looking, which we always sort of suspected. This is different, though, from, you know, Cats and Dogs. Remember those two movies? Well, I only watched one of them. I heard the second one was terrible. That kind of gave us an idea what our cats and dogs may have been doing behind our backs with being secretly spies, which was fun. But this is, I guess, the more realistic version, except for the dogs and cats can talk. But this is the version that kind of makes sense of dogs and cats behaving like dogs and cats. And this really just furthered my excitement. I will definitely be watching this and reviewing it here on the show when it comes out. But of course, after every trailer, it is time for a movie review.
There'll be spectacle, there'll be fantasy, there'll be daring do and stuff like you would never see.
Hey, a movie!
Yeah, we're gonna be a movie!
Starring everybody
and me!
Boy, I wish I were you people seeing this for the first time!
Hermit, I got a great picture of the chicken!
Oh, good!
Crazy up here. I can't take it anymore. Tell me how much you miss me.
You know how much I miss you.
I can't believe it's been 20 years. Still gonna take your father into the anniversary?
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him.
On this day in 1996, the world escaped the clutches of extinction.
Your father was the bravest man I've ever seen.
We all lost someone we love.
But in their sacrifice, we found the technology to build a stronger and safer Earth. Because our survival is only possible when we stand together.
We didn't. It happened on its own 2 days ago.
Twenty years ago, when we destroyed the mothership, we detected a burst in an X-band frequency directed toward deep space.
Looks like someone picked up the phone and answered.
A distress call. They're coming back.
That is definitely bigger than the last one.
It has its own gravity.
What goes up must come down.
Shouldn't we be nervous?
Yeah.
Why are they screaming?
They're not screaming. They're celebrating. We could use our isolation chamber that contains their telepathy.
Where's my dad?
How did he get in here?
Someone get him out of there.
He overrode the system.
Sir, please unlock the door.
Don't you worry about me. Just get as many answers as you can.
She has arrived.
Who is she?
Our whole lives built up to this moment.
It's touchdown over the Atlantic.
Which part?
All of it.
Make them pay.
Not going up there to make friends.
We've got to remind them Earth is not for the taking.
Homelanders invade, invade!
You are screwing with the wrong species.
I had years to get us ready.
We're going down!
We never had a chance.
We didn't last time either. We convinced an entire generation that this is a battle that we could win. We sacrifice for each other, no matter what the cost. And that's worth fighting for.
It's the 4th of July, so let's show them some fireworks.
They like to get the landmarks.
So I took the time to see Independence Day Resurgence. Now, I am not what you would call a big fan of Independence Day. I know there are some people that there's a fan base for the old Independence Day from 1996. And I do recall seeing the movie in theaters and thinking it was entertaining. But when I watched it the second time, it wasn't quite as entertaining. It was missing something. It was kind of fun the first time, but it wasn't really what I'd call a repeat viewing type of movie. Although, I mean, it was a big deal back in 1996, and it was a blockbuster hit enough to where we finally, 20 years later, have a sequel, which feels somewhat similar to the first film, but also feels incredibly different because this is like an alternate reality of 2016 where we've had alien technology completely change our way of life. With having a moon base, and we have fighters now that are able to travel using fusion engines. Basically, it's like warp speed, and you can actually get to the moon in a matter of minutes. A lot of different things like that. So it's a very interesting kind of world. So this is more sci-fi feeling than the original film was, and was therefore actually a little bit more fun. However, the story did seem a little bit recycled of, you know, aliens show up, cause some massive destruction, and then the humans come from behind and finally find a way to fight back and win. That's pretty much what the first film was like. Although the first film felt more like a disaster movie, and maybe that's why it doesn't hold up to me. I was never really a fan of disaster movies, but you spend a great portion of the first film being just a complete disaster movie before finally they find a way to fight back at the end. And this one, it has its disaster, but it gets it kind of out of the way. And there doesn't seem to be a whole necessary lot of effect. I mean, they already kind of deal with the fact that the characters are the children of either the people who fought the battle against the aliens or parents were killed, with the alien invasion the first time. So I mean, it's like the next generation, including some great actors like Liam Hemsworth. You might know his brother Chris Hemsworth as playing Thor, but this is his brother Liam. He plays one of the characters. And really, a lot of the character names, his character's name was Jake. But you're not going to remember most of the characters' names. A lot of the characters really aren't that important. They tried to have some kind of ensemble character stories going on for multiple different characters. But, it's very mild in this. It's not the key thing to this, the plot here, the story. Of course, the plot is that aliens have come back, and now we know actually what they were after. They were trying to harvest from the Earth's core. We've learned this because they left one ship behind that had been drilling, and was drilling down to their core, but that ship shut down when the mothership was destroyed back in 1996. And now there's an African nation that has been fighting with the aliens that were on board that ship in these past years and have gotten quite adept at killing aliens. So there's kind of a very interesting character who's kind of a warlord of this in Africa around where this was. And he's an interesting character, although I can't remember what his name was because names really aren't that important in this. Everybody's very one-dimensional. They expect you to remember all these characters from the original film, and it was great to see, Judd Hirsch and Bill Pullman and Jeff Goldblum in there again. But some of, of course, the main characters are Bill Pullman, who was the president. His daughter followed in his footsteps in the Air Force, but is now working in the White House for the new president. And that's pretty much her arc, as she gets a chance to fly again, kind of like he did. Overall, not really a deep story. This is just a popcorn flick. It's not necessarily doing that well in the box office as of yet, as some reports coming out here Saturday morning. It didn't do as well on Friday as everyone expected. I went early here on Saturday morning, and I actually, for somebody who wasn't really looking forward to this, but I wanted to be able to review it for the show because we do cover a lot of geek culture type of things, I actually had fun with this. I don't know if I would have fun when I watch it the next time. Because that's how the first one was. It was kind of fun the first time. The second time I was like, meh. Even though it had some great performances by like Randy Quaid. I really liked his character because, it's Randy Quaid and he's kind of almost as crazy in real life as he was in the movie. You gotta love Randy. So, but of course he's dead. But you're gonna find some similar things happen in this movie compared to the first one on how they fight back, even some similar type of scenes, some very predictable outcomes of what's going to what characters are going to do. And you're like, okay, now's the time where this is going to happen. Oh, look, there it is. So incredibly predictable. But, you know, it's just fun. Go buy you some popcorn and just sit in the theater and have a good time. It's great escapism, blockbuster stuff where Michael Bay would be proud. Although there's less explosions probably than Michael Bay, but it's still that epic level of blow stuff up with Roland Emmerich, who really doesn't make high quality movies. I mean, goodness, this is the same guy who brought us Godzilla, if I remember correctly, way back in the early to late, well, no, late 90s. Late 90s, where he made that other Godzilla film that was, well, okay, I watched it more than one time, at least, I guess, but it really wasn't a very good film. He's great for big spectacle, but really light on any interesting characters, other than you're mildly interested in what happens to them just because you know, like the actor. But overall, like I said, just go and have fun with it. But this is not going to be an Oscar contender for sure. But it is great for just an outing to the theater just to escape the humdrum of those of us that still have to work in the summer.
This is your Neverland story time. You can listen along with your MP3 device. You will know it is time to listen when you hear the chime like this. Let's begin now.
This is the story of Peter and the Wolf. Now, as you know, in the musical score of Peter and the Wolf, each character is represented by an instrument in the orchestra. Peter is represented by the string quartet, and his trusty pop gun by a pop. The bird, whose name is Sasha, by a flute, which plays way up high. Sonia the duck by an oboe, like this. And here is Ivan the cat. He is represented by a clarinet
in a very low key.
Grandpapa is an old bassoon. When the hunters shoot their guns, we hear the kettle drums. And there is also a wolf. Did that old wolf know what was in store for him? One day, our hero, Little Peter, armed with his pop gun, set forth to capture him. However, Peter's grandpapa did not think little boy should go wolf hunting. So Peter, the great hunter who was almost 6 years old, was carried back into the cabin. Peter still dreamed of hunting, though, and when his grandpapa fell fast asleep, he escaped. He went out of the cabin, across the snow, and into the dark forest. He was very happy. Met Sasha, the little bird.
May I go hunting too?
he asked. Then Sonia, the duck, came along. Sonia kept thinking she saw the wolf when he wasn't there. Ivan the cat joined them too. Ivan started arguing with Sasha. They made a lot of noise.
Stop it! Stop it! Said Peter. Ivan, you ought to be ashamed. Sasha, Ivan's sorry. He won't do it again.
Everybody calmed down and began hunting the wolf once more. The wolf had been watching the fight from behind some trees. Suddenly, he darted out and began to chase Sonia. The little duck was so frightened that she ran back and forth from this side to that, trying to get away. Others tried to help. Over there! Run for the hollow tree! Poor Sonia. She couldn't run fast enough. A little green feather floated down to the snow. And that was all her friends could find of her.
Hey,
Would this crime go unpunished? Not if Peter and Sasha could help it. Peter quickly made a lasso of his rope, and Sasha looped it over a tree branch. Peter climbed up in the tree and held on tight to the other end of the rope. They didn't have long to wait. Soon the wolf came charging into the clearing. He was in a hurry and didn't notice Peter's rope. Before that wolf knew what had happened, Peter had caught him by the tail and was holding on for dear life. The wolf put up a mighty struggle, snapping his jaws at Sasha, who fluttered around trying to help Peter, who was pulling hard on the rope. Sasha got so excited, he bumped into a tree. The rope, sawing back and forth on the tree limb, started to break. "Fly, Sasha! Fly for help!" called Peter. And Sasha flew as if Peter's life depended on it. When things were looking their blackest, he heard a horn and looked down. It was the hunters, Misha, Yasha, and Guadamir. Help at last! But when Sasha and the hunters found Peter again, he and Ivan already had the wolf tied up. The wolf had got tangled up in the rope trying to escape. So Peter was a hero, and Ivan was a hero, and they were safe. Oh, happy day! They tied the wolf to a pole and paraded through the town. All the villagers cheered. Sasha wasn't happy, though. He was thinking of his lost playmate, Sonia. But when he went back to the hollow tree, he found that Sonia had hidden inside and was all right after all. So now Peter could go hunting whenever he wanted to. And everybody lived happily forever and ever after. Everybody, that is, except the wolf.
Thank you. Wait right here for me, please.
Thank you.
name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and, of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Soaring over California is now ready for immediate boarding. All passengers in Gate A may now proceed to the aircraft.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment.
Here, put your head back, buddy.
Remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during the flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
Thank you.
Enjoy your flight, guys.
Okay, row 2, take another CL Bellerin, please.
The tower. We are ready for takeoff. Woo!
Woo!
California. You unfasten your seatbelt. Just push down on the red button on your way. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items from the end of the seat compartment and exit to your right. Have a great stay here in Condor Flats or wherever your final destination may take
for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you.
Yay! Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.